It's time for me to start writing a blog, mainly because I have a lot of free time and I'd like to share a few of my personal experiences with someone. Not even sure who. Maybe no one will ever read this, but at least I'm keeping myself busy. First of all, I have to start with a small description of my life for you all to understand a little bit of my adventures and myself. I will keep my name a secret as I don't want to be recognised. I will just refer to myself as Undecided Girl. I have to mention where I'm from because this information will be useful for future references. I'm from Colombia, neither Colombia nor Colombo. It is Colombia, with an O, a beautiful country in South America. I never thought a big deal of being Colombian and what it all represents until I first travelled outside my country, but I'll talk about that later. I was born in a middle-class working family. We never had that much money, but we lived just fine. My parents were extremely overprotective. I went to a girls' Catholic school. I was never allowed to have male friends. My parents never let me go out, not even to the school trip. High school and university were hell. All my friends were going to parties, and me? Locked up in my room. Not fun. Another big issue in my life was what to study. I wanted to be a flight attendant or veterinarian, but I never had that passion for anything like some other kids that I know what they wanted to be since they were born. I finally ended up studying to be an English teacher. Not what I wanted, but the only thing my dad could and wanted to afford as I was accepted in a public college. I was always into literature. I love reading, especially mystery novels. I used to spend a lot of time in my room reading and dreaming about being free and going to all these places far, far away from my room. Currently my husband and I are living in the Middle East. I am working as a flight attendant for a very prestigious airline and trying to enjoy life. The main reason for the short biography is to explain why I'm living so far away from home and why I'm doing what I do. In the next blog, I will start narrating all of my adventures, most of them thanks to my job, and all the amazing things I've seen, eaten, smelled, and visited.